1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rain has led to major flooding now in southeast Texas, including Houston and Humble, where residents are keeping an eye on the San Jacinto River.
It's hard to overcome. You know, you got a lot facing you, it's a lot of adversity.
The waters rushed into many homes there, forcing hundreds of rescues. College protests are spreading and more people are getting arrested on campuses across the country. Mitch Landrieu with the Biden campaign. He was on CNN this morning.
Very difficult time, very passionate opinions on both sides of this issue. The president has been handling it, I think, very, very well, and he's going to continue to do so.
Talks for a possible truce in Gaza are over for now. Frank Gardner with the BBC.
The sticking point is, how does this end? And Hamas are very reluctant, very unwilling to give up their key bargaining chip, the hostages, only to find themselves coming under full-scale assault.
Hamas says its delegation is heading back to Qatar now. Israel still threatening a ground invasion in Rafah. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A unique traveling art exhibit displays works by inmates at Wisconsin State Prisons. Mike Moan reports.
Art Against the Odds is on view right now at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Those leading the effort describe it as a life-saving tool of self-definition for people removed from society. Deborah Bremer is the exhibit's curator, and she admits organizers and attendees were pleasantly surprised at the quality of the artwork, given the type of pain that it stems from.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Through the program, she says those incarcerated have garnered a lot of positive feedback, which can help with their self-esteem. She says that's important, with most of them likely to be released back into their communities. Bremer attributes much of the show's success to the fact that it blends accomplishment with the healing nature of art without diminishing the pain inflicted by crime. She says the exhibit is also uplifting for the families of the artists.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
When the show first opened in Milwaukee in 2023, 7,000 people attended during its run there. Bremer says beyond success with attendance, the gallery has created a safe space for these conversations. Organizers say it underscores the need for art programs in state correctional facilities. The last day for this art show in Green Bay is May 19th. The program hopes to get one more stop rescheduled for Madison later this year. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Kate Mothis for Arts Midwest.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with, and look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Counsell's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. I mean, what an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog. Otherwise, we'll see mostly sunny skies and highs topping out in the upper 60s today. We'll have a light northwest wind. Overnight, lower 40s and mostly clear skies. On Monday, sunny and upper 60s. Winds start to turn a little gusty. Monday night, a chance of showers. It's 60 at our studios.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Maybe he didn't see it that way, but that's how our distinguished cast will describe it. Many of them revealing, as they say, for the very first time in public, some of the more curious aspects of their relationship with the oddest studio boss in the history of the movies.
Of the stars. A tribute to Johnny Crawford. We're here till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Johnny Crawford and his dance orchestra.
Clouds away. I have lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. So I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
Thank you. Friends Waxman, Peyton Place. Waxman wrote this for Peyton Place, 1957, based on the Metallius novel. Immensely popular book. Does anybody still read that old thing? Kind of a sordid story in some ways. Hope Lang, Lana Turner, Russ Tamblyn, Arthur Kennedy. How about the music, Friends Waxman. That was a vintage year in Hollywood. Spirit of St. Louis, Sayonara, and Peyton Place. The most anticipated picture of the year it was. And there's even a song. And it's Rosie Clooney doing the honors. It's the music of the stars.
They say that the seasons are four. They come and they go by my door, but nobody knows, and no calendar shows the season that I'm dreaming of. They say that the season. Four.
And welcome to All Saints and You on AM 1400 WRJN, a program on health and related issues brought to you by All Saints Healthcare.
So scandalous, I didn't see anything that bad about it. Did you? And yet, Legion of Decency said it was condemned. I don't get it. Series. This is the music of the stars. Alan Sherman.
There is a place I long to go, and I confess it's Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got a brand new meaning for togetherness. In Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
You should go there if you are feeling lost and lonely. As you drive into town, it says for adults only. Peyton Place. That's where you'll find me. Leaving my qualms behind me, I'm gonna run away from here and make my home in Peyton Place. They've got their own decline and fall of ancient Rome in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
Everyone's moral fiber's in complete decay there. They've got a problem cleaning up the PTA there. Peyton Place, USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place. That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered in a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place, where the good life is. Depending where your wife is, nobody's got an overdose of scruples down in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
All of the teachers learn things from their pupils down in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
There is a faithful husband there, you ought to see him. He is the main exhibit in the town museum. Peyton Place.
Say.
caregiving promiscuity, a real bad name in Peyton Place. That is where Spin the Bottle is an adult game in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go there, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show there. Peyton Place, USA, my kind of town. It's Peyton Place, USA.
Crosby.
I watch the seasons come and go, and I have seen them all. The sunshine turning into snow, and the summer into fall. In early spring, when I was young, the song of life was boldly sung. Instead of walking, I would run. And life had begun. The month of May gave way to June. The summer spread its wings. I've met a gal, and very soon we thought of other things. The chapel and the wedding tune, the sweet words and the honeymoon, the garden and the bungalow, the blessings would flow. The sylvan splendor of each day reveals a simple truth. Said goodbye to youth, and like reflections in a glass, we see another season pass, the peaceful calm of autumn days. That's something to praise. Never cease to be amazed in spite of winter's call. That family we have raised has grown up strong and tall. The autumn stillness makes me feel that winter has its own appeal, and now the seasons have unfurled.
Crosby's final recording, The Music of the Stars. music of the stars, Rod McEwen.
And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten. Green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Spring and the lilacs, pale white and lavender, fill up the room of my gone mother. And when the cat springs onto the window ledge, his only greeting is the silence and the rain. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten. Green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Deep down in autumn, all of the brown leaves fall on the garden and cover up the lawn. Let us remember each year in turn then, when there was sun enough to cover up the wrong. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten. Green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. Roses in summer climb up the stone wall, playing with sunlight and the morning shadows. Petals as firm as the young men striding, pants filled with love, hearts filled with longing. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten. Green buds renewing, welcome the winter, robed in its whiteness, bending down the willow with its snow blanket, and the wild berries hidden in the wood now. From all the creatures lost in the darkness. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow. Young men of fortune, old men forgotten. Green buds renewing, the brown leaves dead and gone. In its whiteness, bending down the willows with its snow blankets, and all the wild berries hidden in the wood now, from the creatures lost in the darkness. Old men forgotten, leave to me something, for I've no family now but that of man. Tell all the young men passing in the lanes now, soon I'll be coming down to take my place with them. And to each season, something is special. Lilac, red rose, or the white willow.
Rod McKeown, the poet laureate of recordings. Simeon next. The music of the stars.
It's a color that isn't thought of as so. But as sure as there's green leaf green or blood red blood, you can also be sure there's muddy mud mud. As a color, I mean. And which, if it weren't all around, would leave little hope for a bar we call soap. Mud, or muddy, whichever you prefer, is the bane of existence to every human her. But to the sellers of soap, mud, or muddy, is the great white hope. Hooray for dirt, and even dust. Both are considered a muddy mud must. So next time you say oh no to yourself when muddy mud mud makes dirty what's clean, think what this doggerel's logic has been as you take from its shelf the antidote soap. If there wasn't a color called mud or muddy or muddy mud mud, there would be very little hope for soap.
Sylvia Sims, wrapping up today's Music of the Stars, back again next Sunday.
Summer me, winter me, and with your kisses,
morning me, evening me. And as the world slips far away, star away, forever me wilt love. Wander me, then by a fire pleasure me, peaceful me, and in the silence quietly whisper me. Forever me with love. Forever me with love. Gentle you, tender you, and know the way I'll velvet you, clover you. I'll wrap you up and ribbon you, rainbow you, and shower you with shine. Be you, tender you, and oh, the way I'll velvet you, clover you. I'll wrap you up and ribbon you, rainbow you, and shower you with shine. Winter me, always be mine.
Sylvia Sims. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for summer.
soft summer magic drifts across the meadows.
Civic Media Radio Network. Nashville. Here's Perry Como. Stars, thanks for being here. Next week, more of the same on the Civic Media Radio Network. From Radio Park Racine, WRJN. And until we meet again, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my
stars. From Radio Park Racine, WRJN. We broadcast worldwide at civicmedia.us. If you'd like to drop us a line, join us on Facebook. Music of the Stars, 4201 Victory Avenue, Racine, Wisconsin, 53144. next week. 7 o'clock Central, all the way till high noon. The music of the stars. Now in its 32nd year.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.